encountering the Pink Panther. And let me tell you, they found that banner right away. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So Mary goes to the tomb early that morning. We hear from the Gospel of John. And she sees something. She sees that the stone has been rolled away. And she doesn't stick around, does she? She tears back and tells the disciples what she sees. She basically reports that the stone has been removed. And then there's kind of like a race, right, between two of the disciples, the beloved disciple and Peter, and they race back. We don't know when Mary showed up again, but we know that the two disciples run. And when they get there, one beat the other. Can you guess which one? The beloved disciple puts his head in, but doesn't report what he sees yet. And then Peter puts his head in to the tomb and sees the linen cloth lying there. And then the beloved disciple puts his head in and he sees the linen cloth lying there also. Now notice it's lying there. It's not like scattered like there was a grave robber or anything. It's just, it's lying there. We hear when Mary speaks of it, it's that the wrapping, the grave wrapping over his head was rolled up very neatly and placed there. The three of them, all seeing the same thing and all having a different reaction. It says that one believes, one's not sure, and one continues to cry. We know what happens next. Two of them leave, and where do they go? They go home. And one stays, and she continues to weep. Different reactions from a visual sight. And you know, the same is true for us. We have different reactions to visual sights, don't we? But in this one instance, we will never know what our reaction would be if we put our head into an empty tomb and saw wrappings there. The place where Jesus' body was just placed 2 days prior now is open, and there are just the grave clothes in the tomb. We don't know how we would react. We can only suppose how we might react. But here's what we do know. We know Mary's story and what Mary is feeling, because what Mary is feeling is exactly what we have felt and may be feeling on this very day. She is grieving over the loss of her beloved friend, her beloved mentor, her beloved teacher. And we know that kind of grief that comes from loss, whatever that loss may be. It might be the death of a loved one. It might be the end of a marriage. It might be hearing the words, "Your services are no longer needed here. You did a great job. Best of luck." That loss we know when we hear the words of a family member saying, "I'm moving across the country to take a new job. Can you leave the grandkids? Nah, they have to come with me." We know that grief and that pain when someone is ill, when someone is, an illness comes on suddenly or an illness comes on slowly and robs a person of memories. We know the pain and grief that happens when someone is depressed. Any change in our relationship, and we know that pain. Mary's story is our story. She puts her head in the tomb, and there are two angels there. You know, it normally when there's an angel encounter, the immediate thing the angel says is, "Do not be afraid." So we have to believe that Mary has no idea that they're angels. You know, through those clouded tears, she's not seeing clearly, is she? She's so wrapped in her grief, which is so understandable. And they ask her, "Who are you looking for?" And she says, "If you know where the body is, please tell me." And then she turns around and she sees Jesus. Or does she? Does she see Jesus? She sees who she presumes to be the gardener. You know, if we think about it, we would say, how could she not see Jesus and recognize him? She's been with him for 3 years, walking with him every step of the way. How could she not see? Isn't that true for us? Jesus walks with us every step of the way, and yet we miss it. We're like Mary. We don't see it. It's right there in front of us. When does Mary know that it is her Lord? I mean, he speaks to her. "Woman, why are you weeping?" You think she would have recognized the voice. "Whom are you looking for?" And she tells him. And it is when he calls her by name, Mary, that her eyes open up. Her eyes open because her ears are now open. Her name is called. And she responds, "Teacher." There is this incredible relationship between the two of them. And you know something? Jesus calls your name every single day. Jean, George, Chuck, Mary, Nancy, Sue, Doug, Maureen. Every single day, your name is called. We may miss it, like Mary. We have an encounter and an experiences with the risen Lord every day. Whether or not we realize it, they happen. Whether or not we can acknowledge it, they happen. Because we don't see it doesn't mean they don't happen. But your name is called. Easter is not a one-time event. It didn't just happen once. Almost 2,000 years ago, and we come here to commemorate that. It happens every single day. It is a daily experience because each day we experience, just like Mary, the pain of loss and separation, the pain of betrayal, the pain of abandonment. And we know that pain that brings us to tears. But each and every single day, the living Christ calls your name. It's the voice from the hiring manager that says, "Can you start on Monday?" It's the voice of the doctor who says, "We have something that we can help with that." It is the voice of the counselor who says, "Sit with me and tell me how you are feeling." And then they sit. It is the friend who says, "You don't look good. You don't look well. Come, let's have coffee together." It's the person that you just look at them and you say, "Jim, do you need a hug?" It's the touch. It's the sound. It's the hearing all around us, all the time. So what is our job to do? Our job is to open up our ears so that we can see and experience the risen Christ every single day. Because God is not found in this building. God is found everywhere, especially among the places where God's people are gathered. God uses people in your life to call your name, to say, "You are my beloved child." That's the experience Mary had. In her deep grief, which we also feel, she found the joy of her Lord calling her by name. She didn't run and tell the disciples, "Hey, guess what? He's risen indeed, alleluia." No, she said, "I have seen the Lord." Doesn't get any more personal than that. Each day, the Lord calls to you. As Mary, the very first witness to Jesus' resurrection, she goes and she witnesses in a way that she's not instructed, okay, do this, if their eyes avert, do this. No, she says, "I have seen the Lord," a personal experience that takes her beyond anything she has ever experienced before. Listen for those encounters, because they're everywhere, every single moment of every single day, so that you too may joyfully scream out to anyone who will listen, "I have seen the Lord, the living Lord who lives this very day to give us life everlasting." Amen. Amen.